Buzzcast. Hello and welcome to the Mix07 Buzzcast, a series of podcasts with the speakers and staff that are bringing you this year's edition of the 72-hour conversation known as Mix, Microsoft's annual gathering of web designers, developers, and business decision makers who make their living on the forefront of the consumer web. All right, today on the Buzzcast, I've got Aaron Dunnington, who is a program manager on the Data Programmability XML team. Boy, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, Michael?
Thanks for
taking time to talk with us, Nick.
Absolutely. What are you going to talk about at Mix?
Oh, well, our Mix session, first let me say thanks for taking the time to talk with us and that the XML team is so very excited to have the opportunity to meet face-to-face with our customers at Mix07. Our session, entitled Deep Dive on Data-Driven Experiences, is all about the power of the semantic web, as well as how easy it is to really unify and deliver rich applications that harness the power of the machine-readable web using the Microsoft XML technology stack.
Boy, now that sounds like a nice little marketing statement. What's it really mean?
Well, pure and simple, we believe XML is everywhere. You know, XML is emitted and consumed by service-oriented aware applications. XML is consumed and manipulated through rich AJAX-style browser applications, and XML is also leveraged within the database for storage and publishing activities. So the machine-readable web is providing us this unbelievably vast source of data. So, for example, we have people data, we have photo data, we have video data, favorites data, weather data, and the list really goes on. So individually, these service offerings provide great functionality, though when this list of data becomes machine-readable through RSS or RDF or some other data format, the intersections of data sources really become extremely compelling. For instance, if I'm browsing a community site such as MySpace, I'm only browsing that community. However, given a machine-readable format for a particular user, the correlations can be made with Flickr data or YouTube and Delicious favorites data. So whereas before I might be viewing a user's profile, now I'm browsing a view into everywhere a user might manifest themselves on the web.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool. Yeah, I was just realizing the other day that XML is now like 10 years old.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's amazing that it's really matured, but I think we're really only beginning to see the power of it. As sites are beginning to expose their content through XML, machines are really beginning to harness the power of this intersection of data.
Yeah, exactly.
So, at Mix, we'll take a deep dive into technologies such as WPFE, Language Integrated Query, and SQL Server 2005 to really show all three audiences, you know, the business decision maker, the developer, and the designer, to see how you can really unify the experience around all of this semantically related data that Web 2.0 has given us.
Awesome. And so, with all of that, what's one really great reason why people shouldn't miss your session?
Well, that's a great question. The bottom line, it's really clear that the semantic web has emerged as a tremendously powerful foundation and motivator for some really cool applications. And without giving too much away here, we'll be diving into the end-to-end experience of how you can just harness the power of the semantic web through the Microsoft XML technology stack to build applications that unify the experience around social networking data, photo data, video data, favorites data, as well as weather data. And that's the reason you shouldn't miss our deep dive on data-driven experiences.
Awesome. All right, well, I'll see you in Vegas.
Oh, thanks. I'm excited to see you.
All right. And that's it for this edition of the Buzzcast leading up to Mix07, April 30th through May 2nd at the beautiful Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. Surf on over to visitmix.com to register. You don't want to miss it. This is Michael Lehman saying, I'll see you in Las Vegas.